Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, January 3rd, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. In a letter to investors, Apple CEO Tim Cook said that the company had lowered its Q1 guidance to $84 billion, down from a range of $89 to $93 billion. Cook said that multiple factors led to the lowered guidance, a weakening economy in China, and lower than expected iPhone revenue, quote, primarily in Greater China. In an interview with CNBC, Cook said, quote, "It's clear that the economy began to slow there for the second half, and what I believe to be the case is the trade tensions between the United States and China put additional pressure on their economy," end quote. Apple also said that iPhone upgrades in other countries were not as strong as they thought that they would be due to fewer carrier subsidies, price increases based on the strength of the U.S. dollar, and cheaper battery replacements. Netflix hired Spencer Neumann as its chief financial officer. Activision Blizzard fired Neumann as its CFO on Monday, which a source tells CNBC was because he was pursuing another job. Neumann will replace David Wells at Netflix, who announced he was leaving the company back in August. Vuzix's Blade smart glasses are now available for pre-order with a floating display, not unlike Google Glass, and Amazon Voice Assistant compatibility, with Google Assistant apparently on the way. The Blade is designed to work with your smartphone, although it also has Wi-Fi connectivity, and also comes in just one style for now. Blade OS is based on Android, and navigation uses the touchpad on the glass's right side to swipe and tap around. A built-in 8-megapixel camera can take photos and record video, and a red light indicator will let the world know when the camera app is in use. The Blade starts shipping at the end of the month for $1,000. Microsoft is adding two new Microsoft 365 subscription bundles starting February 1st for business customers. The Microsoft 365 Identity and Threat Protection package includes Microsoft Threat Protection, plus Microsoft Cloud App Security and Azure Active Directory for $12 per user per month. And the Microsoft 365 Information Protection and Compliance package includes Office 365 Advanced Compliance and Azure Information Protection Services for $10 per user per month. Volume discounts will be available for both bundles. Google confirmed that automatic spam protection in the default Android Messages app is rolling out to some users. The app, which is opt-out by default, will analyze messages that are sent to you in order to detect and proactively block spam messages. Google temporarily collects and temporarily stores phone numbers in order to analyze the data and has some people wondering if this is a privacy concern, but the company says it doesn't store message content. However, Google's support site said that if a user chooses to manually report a message as spam, then the full contents of that message is sent. On its Facebook page, Red teased Lithium, a 3D camera for its Hydrogen 1 smartphone. Red collaborator Phil Holland tells Engadget, quote, "Lithium is designed to create very high-quality H4V images. It's a lightweight stereo rig featuring two digital camera sensors, featuring zoom lenses, and is one of the most compact and flexible ways to shoot high-quality stereoscopic motion pictures ever. No word on availability just yet. Data released by VoiceBot shows that the number of skills for Amazon's assistant in the U.S. grew 120% to 56,750 in 2018, which is down from the 266% growth seen in the year prior. Skills grew by 233%, however, in the U.K. and 152% in Germany. Amazon released its own year-end top skills list based on customer reviews, engagement, innovation, and more. Largely, they were games and skills promoted by Amazon itself, but some non-game categories mainly focused on daily habits, wellness, and family fun. And finally, the Ocean Cleanup System 001, a U-shaped floating barrier created by the organization The Ocean Cleanup, a 2,000-foot-long system meant to clean up a giant plastic garbage patch in the Pacific Ocean, has broken and is being brought back for repair. After several months, the system failed to retain plastic, and now a 60-foot section of the device has broken free from the system. The entire floating system and 4,400 pounds of plastic that it did recover is being brought back to shore now. The company says it will investigate the cause of the break and thinks the system will be back in operation later this year. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.